MojoBreak.com.
Pack Rippers and Sports Nuts, welcome to the MojoBreak.com Sports Card Show. This is episode 16. It's a pretty obvious sports figure I have in mind. Who are you thinking about?
Shit. Well, I know who you're thinking about. You're probably thinking that one guy who played for the Niners, won a Super Bowl or two.
Small-time quarterback.
Small-time.
Yeah. Played for a few
years. Maybe went to Notre Dame.
Maybe. Who's your number 16 on the Rams?
Maybe Brandstrater? Bandstrater?
Crickets.
I don't know if he's 16 or not. We haven't had a 16 for a while.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of famous 16s if you think about
it. We may have a 16 that's a receiver now.
Probably a punter.
Maybe. Nah, Donnie Jones is a free agent. He jumped ship.
Nice.
That guy was our Pro Bowler at some point. Not this year, but maybe.
Well, exactly. Well, anyways, this is episode 16. Like the famous Joe Montana throwing touchdowns, we're going to hit up on the NFL. That's going to be the main topic of this podcast. 2011 products in review. There's been a lot of them. So we're going to hit all of them. We're going to give awards out. It's going to be a little Mojo award.
We're giving awards out?
Yeah, like a Golden Globe.
Do we get an award?
It's going to be a digital award.
Do I get an award?
I think for worst football fan in America because you like the Rams.
Dude, the Rams are looking up.
One step away from being a CFL team.
Oh, no. I'm going to L.A. What's up? Get my season tickets.
Nice. But we're going to talk about that. We're going to review Topps Museum Collection as well.
So we're going over football, right?
We're just going to touch on
2011 football.
There's been a few products that came out this year.
Like, well, how many exactly?
Well, the listeners are going to have to wait and see after the break because we're going to hit up a news first like we always do.
So it's anywhere between one product and 1,000 products.
Correct, yeah.
Somewhere in that range.
It's a good guesstimate right there. Yeah.
So stay tuned.
Probably closer to 1,000 products. So stay tuned after we play some jam. We're going to go over, we're going to give our awards out, everything from best product, worst product, best auto, best insert.
Doug's
it's going to be
a comprehensive
report. It's going to be like the Carfax of 2011 football products.
Getting that into detail, huh?
We are. I'm gonna bring out a magnifying glass and just go over cards color by color.
Wow.
Just ridiculous style.
That's pretty exciting. I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, I mean, but we're going to make it fun for you guys.
Fun.
Fun under the sun.
It's going to be fun, son.
Hey, you know what's a great way to sell Topps products, especially Topps Series 1 2012?
A great way of selling?
To add more interest to the product?
Well, there's the codes.
The codes?
That they usually put in there. There's the diamond giveaway. What is it? Bubblegum? Bringing back bubblegum?
I think so. I think they're throwing bubblegum. No. Actually, what they've done is they've added Darvish and Cespedes autos to the golden giveaway now.
But they should just put bubblegum in the pack.
Well, that would probably bring some interest back.
Yeah, I'd be stoked.
Or drink tickets.
Drink tickets.
Get some adults involved.
There you go.
Wouldn't you just love to be opening packs at your favorite bar?
Hell yeah. Like a little pack vending machine, like those... like cigarette vending machines that we see in Vegas.
With Topps and Panini products.
Just like slide your credit card and just get a couple packs.
That's a good idea. Somebody should patent that.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, I think that has been done before. But I don't think it took off really well because they did it in the 80s and 90s when the products were...
big?
Dime a dozen. You get a lot of products. But so, yeah.
You could buy a pack of cards for $2.
You could back then.
Yeah.
You could still buy packs for $2. You just get Topps opening day now.
We didn't break that.
We didn't. Maybe we can do a group break for the 11 and unders.
Yeah, there you go.
But then they might have us on to catch a predator and it would be all bad.
I'm Chris Hansen.
But with the golden giveaway, it's not just the card. It's an auto. It's an autographed car that you can get. So these will sell for well.
Autograph the bubblegum.
You're still sad. I need to just get you a pack of bubblegum so you can get over this bubblegum kick.
They should put Big League Chew in there. Remember that?
That was pretty sweet.
Big League Chew is pretty awesome.
You know, they must have some underlining like tobacco companies sponsoring that.
Oh, absolutely. It was like it was in the same container as you would get. Remember the beef jerky stuff too? It was like in a chew container.
Yeah. There was some lobbyist or some higher ups from, you know, places like Skoll and feeding money into these companies. They might even own those companies.
Copenhagen.
Like the cigarette gum that you get on the...
that was awesome, too.
Look what happened to me. I turned into a smoker. Sweet. Sign them up. No, I don't smoke anymore, but
I do a little bit.
But
once in a while.
To back to this golden giveaway, I think these cards are going to sell for a lot. Darvish isn't doing that well.
He got lit up his first start.
He got lit up.
He got the win, but he got lit up.
7.9 ERA.
7.9?
It's low.
It's about Lincecum's ERA right now.
But Cespedes has like 3 home runs already.
That guy's going yard. That guy's going yard.
Cuban sensation.
His defense is a little shady. I was watching him go back on a ball and he just hit the heel of his glove.
Really?
I don't know about his defense. They say he's a 5-tool player, like myself in softball, but you know.
I heard you were just a tool. That's the word around the softball yard.
I'm a 3.5 tool player. I got half an arm now.
Yeah, a wet noodle for an arm?
Pretty much.
Well, what's this thing about, was it Fidel Castro? Said he's a great leader. That's what the guy, what's his name?
Ozzie Guillen
said.
Yeah.
Cespedes came from Cuba, too.
Is that where we're going with this podcast?
Well.
Getting all political now?
I just.
Want to start talking about religion?
Well, that was segment two before we get into the products. But no, I heard that he's getting suspended for 2 games because he.
I think it's 5 games.
He said he loves them.
It's 5 games.
I love Hitler.
Whoa. Now it just got real.
I'm a big fan of Hitler. Freedom of speech.
Yeah, you don't say that in the stadium that they just built is in what they call Little Havana.
It's more fitting to say that how much he likes Fidel Castro.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I gotta disagree with you on that one. You want to keep politics out of baseball.
It's not like they're trying to sell tickets for their new stadium that just cost them $5 billion.
Keep politics out of baseball.
Yeah, well, I don't know what context he said it in. Was he just like skipping around, say, I love him.
I think he said it in an interview.
Did he just said how much he has a man crush on him?
Yeah. Maybe he likes Cuban cigars.
Well,
maybe he's getting a little kickback.
Is he Cuban?
Cuban bean?
I knew you were going there with that. But no, and for the record, I don't like Hitler. I oppose him. I don't want any death threats
I didn't start going off on that, because I don't want to have to apologize later. I'll be like, I'm sorry.
It was comedic value, you know. We just went off on a huge tangent. But you can buy packs at your local card store for 2012 Tops. I'm sure they're going to be in Series 2 as well. And update of update and Series 2 update. I think they have like 8 jumbo sets.
How about bubblegum that's chewed by like Verlander and put in the packs?
Game-used bubblegum?
Game-used bubblegum.
I think you're on a whole other story.
Maybe I got something here, Tops.
Yeah, they should contact you.
I got something.
He's so smart on products.
This was out of Verlander's mouth.
then there's tobacco that's, you know, we don't want to go there. But
Dykstra, wad of tobacco.
Nails?
Yeah. Nails? What's up? That guy's going to prison. Oh, yeah.
Giants go yard?
Just going yard. I think it's Melky.
Was it?
No, it's Huff Daddy.
Huff Daddy going Huff yard.
Huff Daddy just went yard.
Watching the game.
Best goatee in baseball right there.
Oh, yeah. Best rally thong, apparently, as well.
Best goatee.
But the Darvish, there's 25 signed copies of this card. So, you know, you can get codes on eBay for, like, a couple bucks. So
it's in Series 1, right?
Yeah, it's a digital card that you get, but obviously you can
get it. It's like a hologram?
It's fake, but you can, no. It's a real card, but they send it to you, but it's a digital picture that you get.
They send you a digital card? Like a hologram card,
yeah,
it's like straight out of Star Wars.
Like you Star open Wars, it up, Princess
just
like, Leia.
Just come,
Obi Wan. No, it's you know, I'm not a fan of the golden giveaway as opposed to the diamond codes because you don't get the cards. That's the thing I liked last year is you get the cards. This year they're giving away coins and, you know, digital stuff. Maybe they ran out of cards, so I don't know what the story is. But this is one way to get people more interested.
Well, it's probably more cost effective to make a digital card.
Well, obviously, than have to ship out.
Even though I think you pay for shipping.
You
right?
did, yeah. You paid like they covered the cost of the shipping, but they basically got all their bent.
But they had to pay somebody to get the card, put it in a bubble mailer, send it to you.
Yeah, yeah.
If they just make digital cards and hologram cards.
Yeah.
Which they don't have, but they should.
They should.
Awesome.
What, hologram cards?
Yeah, they just...
Like your hoverboard that you want, you talked about in the last podcast.
It's gonna happen, dude. I'm pretty sure that was supposed to come out around 2000.
Patented.
I was graduating high school and I didn't have a hoverboard.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bummer.
So one topic that's been talked about on the forums a lot is shill bidding. It's been... I think people are getting really they're accusing a lot of people of doing shill bidding. I don't know if some people are, but there's a big name. I'm not going to call the guy out because that's just not what we do. But they're saying this guy's shill bidding. Now, what shill bidding is you have a listing up. You're selling, let's say, a Cam Newton at $199. People get bids on it. You make a fake account, and you run up the bid. I mean, the risk...
Don't you have to sign up? Don't you have to put your credit card information and sign up for a PayPal account when you sign up for a new eBay account?
I think so, but people have, you know, their wives or sisters that maybe don't have eBay accounts.
Dog.
You can put, you know, Rusty's account. Yeah. But so the people are driving these up. I mean, it's a high risk. It's a high reward. You know, you win it. Obviously, now you got to relist it.
Yeah.
You
I mean,
incur the fees.
It sounds like a major pain in the ass. But I have been bidding on stuff. I think it does happen because I'll be bidding on a card and instantly, I mean, I bid on the card and then literally like 10 seconds later, somebody outbids me. I'm like, dude, come on. Who else wants this Thaddeus Lewis card? I got to be the only guy.
Yeah. Well, people are trying. I mean, eBay fees are a lot. You got to recoup your money on your eBay fees, you know? So it's shill bidding, right?
Well, some people put the they add the eBay fees to the cost of their shipping, which I think is Bush League as well.
Well, that's why eBay developed that rating system. So if you do that, you're going to get low ratings on your shipping
costs.
Because
remember when people used to sell stuff at like 99 cents and then have shipping like $100?
Yeah, ridiculous. Yeah, and they'd save money. Well, now eBay said, hey, we're not stupid. We love money. And we're going to charge you eBay fees on your shipping.
I love money.
So what that does is that screws up people that were honest and that were only charging $3 for shipping. Now they got to get charged fees on top of their shipping, which sucks. So it just takes a few people that are trying to work the system to kind of ruin it for
everybody. Everybody's
going
to figure out a way to manipulate the system. No matter how much you revamp it, there's people out there that is their sole purpose in life is to figure out a loophole.
Yeah, it's so shill bidding, I don't recommend it. You're going to get outed. One of the things that eBay's done to out these people and why these people are getting outed is you can see the percentage of bids on one particular item. So if I created an account and I only bought from one guy in the whole eBay universe, it would say 100% of my bids would be only with seller A. So that's how people are figuring it out, that this guy has one guy that's basically bidding every time. And now what are the odds of buying every card from this guy? It doesn't happen. So
probably
that's how people are determining that people are shill bidding. So I wouldn't recommend it if you have your auctions up there. I wouldn't recommend it. You're going to get outed one of these days, and it's just not worth the headache.
It's a bad business practice.
Karma. You're going to get hit by a car.
You suck.
You get walked out. You're gonna walk out of your house. You're gonna get shit on by a bird multiple times.
I thought you meant by like a person,
like a real person,
like yeah,
just hunched over your house, just shitting on you
on their hoverboard, of course.
Down your neck
on their hoverboard.
Speaking of other scam artists, there was another thread that we've been watching. A lot of you may have seen it on Blowout Cards forum, which is a heavily populated forum. It's a guy that was doing a group break, sold through eBay. And he was going through the cards. It was a limited 2011 limited break. And he was going through the cards on camera. And he came to where you could obviously see it was a redemption. Because we all know as card collectors what a Panini redemption looks like. You can see the valued collector part on the back. And he looks at it for about 15 seconds blatantly on camera. And says, I don't know what this is. And then you see the card go off the camera. And he goes, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and I'll send out the cards. And that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he had to, I mean, for everybody who does group breaks, you got to show those cards. You got to, even if you don't know what it is, you're not 100% sure, show it. Ask people. There is no reason for that. I mean, he obviously looked at it, and he's like, oh, wow, this is something big. According to him, he contacted people on eBay saying that it was a Jeremy Curley.
Yeah, redemption.
Redemption. I'm pretty sure Jeremy Curley has signed.
And just to backlog that statement, there was about a week and a half that went by before he even responded to this.
And, I mean, he gave everybody, as far as I know, he gave everybody their refund back. I mean, he's done. I mean, the guys on the blowout forum just like, they went out of their way far beyond what was expected.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And, I mean, I praised them. That was a hell of a job by them. They made copies of the video. And, I mean, absolutely amazing. That's what I love about this hobby, that everybody really does like stick together.
Yeah, and it, what it does is it sets an example for somebody that would think of doing the same thing. So it's like, look what happened. They found this guy's Facebook. They found where he lived. They found pictures of his girlfriend. I mean, it almost got like stalker status on Blowout Forum. But, you know, that's what people that do things like this guy did deserve. And if it was an honest mistake, he should have fessed up to it right away. But the thing is he let it sit and marinate for like 7 days that what the hell this card was. Everybody speculates. I think Tom Brady was a redemption. There was a few high dollar redemptions. The most the card could have been was like $1,000 maybe. So for him to risk basically his reputation, people knowing where he lives for that, not worth it.
Absolutely.
And there's never any card worth that.
Just don't do it. The moral of the story is don't do it. Matt Cain just pitched a complete game shutout one hitter.
Nice. Matt Cain is a beast, and I guess he just showed everybody that why he deserves that big contract.
No, that outing right there was worth $25
million. And ESPN just let you know that they won, didn't they?
Yep.
You know your boy FP Santangelo? You know he went to Washington?
I love FP.
Did you hear his latest? He's getting some press over there in Washington.
I love FP. We're not going to talk bad about FP, are we?
Well, we're not going to talk bad about him, but apparently he came out in the media and said that Steven Strasburg, with his shirt off, looks some kind of chiseled.
Some kind of chiseled?
Yeah, he said absolutely ripped and shredded.
Yeah, okay.
So he was just, you know, he was just saying his man love for Steven Strasburg.
Yeah, that's cool. He's one of the three fighting hydrants. you had Marvin Bernard.
No one cares.
Armando Rios and FP Santangelo.
No one cares.
I kind of care.
Giants fans, you know. But I guess apparently he's not eating any Strasburgers. Womp, womp, womp.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he, you know, Strasburg, some kind of chiseled.
Yeah, it made the news. People are talking about it. That, you know, got a little weird in the studio when he was talking about how much he likes the way the Strasburg looks.
Yeah, I don't...
Not his pitching motion. Not his superfractor. But his abs, you know.
So he has a man crush on him.
He almost went into his talking about, I mean, next thing he was about to do before he got cut off is try to talk about man junk.
I miss FP.
Yeah, he was all right.
He's pretty good. Now we got Eric Burns.
Did you hear about this Michigan collector in the Upper Deck suit? So this guy bought like a 2007 Upper Deck SP Authentic, couple boxes, or he bought a case, right? He had a bunch of redemptions while they're expired.
Absolutely.
He contacted Upper Deck and
they said,
eat well, it. Yeah, they said, suck sacks, basically.
Eat it.
In those words. He took him to court. He won the suit. He won a judgment of $1,300 from Upper Deck.
Nice.
So he don't know exactly what grounds he had, but obviously he's buying a product that should deliver.
But explain, where did those cards go? They gotta have them.
I know. I don't know why they expire. So,
yeah, why do that? Why do redemptions expire?
I don't know.
That's dumb. They shouldn't expire. And Upper Deck should have went out of their way, and like, you know, hooked this person up. He just spent his hard-earned money on their product.
Right. Well, that's where, I mean, obviously some companies have licenses and some don't.
Yeah.
And there's reasons why some companies are just completely hitting the other companies over the head on things like this. It's because, come on, how much money is it really going to cost them to send? Even if they don't have the redemptions, they can go, okay, I believe it was like a Derek Jeter or like a Matt Cain or something, right?
Yeah, why didn't they go?
Why can't they go, hey, we got, how about a Michael Jordan? Or how about, you know, something?
Or how about like, hey, this is what we have to give you, what works? Instead of going, hey, you know what? F you, let's go to court.
Right.
Now they lost $1,300. And think about like the time and money it cost to go through the whole like proceedings.
The negative thing that they're getting, now it's in the news. I mean, come on. Do you want your name in the news? No. It looks bad.
No such thing as bad publicity.
Looks bad. I mean, you're right. So they put these redemptions in there, and they know they're numbered to 299, so there should be 299 of them.
There should be some. They should have a vault of cards just in case. If we were doing that, that'd be the first thing we would think of.
Right.
Oh, we better keep some of these cards on hand just in case.
Yeah.
Never know.
Because the product's not going to, a lot of these products don't sell out. I mean, we're still seeing, you look on eBay, you'll find boxes from 2000, 99 sealed.
Yeah.
So why would – and that actually hurts the sales of those products because people know that the redemptions are expired.
Yeah, exactly.
So for a heavy redemption product, like 5 years from now, let's say plates and patches, which we know almost every box had a freaking redemption in it, right? People aren't going to buy it.
Well, why would you? Because you know you're getting – one of your hits is a coaster.
Right. So they either have to drop their price or they have to, you know, honor redemptions, which – Panini doesn't plan on going out of business in 5 years. I mean, I don't think they do.
You know, manufacturers, under no circumstance should you not honor a redemption.
Right, exactly.
There should be no expiration dates on redemptions. You should just be able to hold on to them for as long as you want, and there should be cards set aside. I know it. I mean, think about it. You got to be able to figure something else out. There has to be a better way.
There has to be a better way. I mean, and I know with Panini, sometimes they... I think Tops, too. If they don't get a guy to sign in time, like my friend Mike, who I work with, had a Jeremy Hellickson tribute auto. Well, they didn't have it. For some reason, they couldn't get him to sign, whatever. So he called him up, and they offered him an Evan Longoria auto instead. So, I mean, something like that could be done with these expired redemptions.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
To kind of sum it up, I just think that obviously the court case was lost, and I think we just need to honor redemptions. Let's not shun the customer. The customer's always right.
Just honor them. Just do the right thing. Just do it.
Hey, you're a customer. You're always right, right?
Absolutely.
You got a big ego, and you're always right. No, customers don't have a big ego, but the customer's always right, and that's how you should run your business. That's
absolutely.
Just what we do. I mean, we take care of people. Hey, we're human. People mess up. People make mistakes. They don't get cards out. Redemptions don't get filled. But you got to leave a lasting impression on them if you want them to continue to do business with you.
It doesn't take much effort to make it right. Is basically what I'm trying to say.
Exactly. And I don't know the history of Upper Deck. I just know that we came at them at the summit. I'm going to out them now because we came at them and we said, hey, we could maybe sell cases of your product.
Coming at them sounds like we
rushed them.
We rushed them. We like got all in their face. That's not that's
okay.
Not the
okay,
way
let's let me, let me let me.
I mean, you're all we were. Doug's all came at them like all like mean mugging them.
I was sagging my pants. Pat turned them back. No, we were casually strolling through the summit, and we saw the Upper Deck booth, and we said, "Hey, you know, we don't do case breaks of your product right now. And it's hard to sell it because you don't have a license. But what do we do to get on your list?" And the guy said, "Huh, I don't know. Let me think about it."
Huh, I don't know. Why don't you open up a store? It was basically what it was. I was like, oh, okay.
So I was like, hey, I got $50,000 to buy cases. Can I do that? And they said, no.
Nope.
There's no amount of money in the world. So I guess, you know, from a standpoint of them supporting the card stores, it's a good thing. But
I don't like where we're going with this because I do feel like we are outing a manufacturer.
Well,
but I think the damage has already been done.
I think the damage has been done. You know,
I'm sorry, Upper Deck. I apologize.
Hey, we speak the it's freedom of speech.
I speak the truth.
I just think that for them, in my point of view, I mean, we're going to open the product. We're not selling boxes. So there's no competition to local card stores.
Let me trade you American currency for your product.
You know? It's kind of like, you know, hookers in Vegas. It's like there's a guy that really wants a blowjob and there's a chick that really needs $20.
Well?
That's a perfect match. You know, it's kind of, you know, it's commerce.
Why didn't you use that as a sales pitch when you were talking to him?
I don't
look.
Think-
We're the hooker, and you need a blowjob.
Yeah, there's a payoff at the end, you know, exactly. I mean, we were in Vegas, it probably would have made more sense to him. We might have been able to sell Upper Deck products.
Though. Maybe they could have been the hooker, and we could have been the guys looking for blowjobs.
Yeah, we're definitely going off into a over 18 level.
I had to think about that for a second, and I realized that we would be doing the deed.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so let's just stop it right there and go into Bryce Harper. So segue from hookers to Bryce Harper. I don't know where the connection
hookers
is.
Hookers blowjobs to Bryce Harper?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm thinking eye black.
Hey, there might be some that use that as a theme to get customers. Bryce Harper, Superfractor is up for sale. Somebody pulled it. I didn't even know. I was just trolling the internet.
It wasn't out of the value box, was it?
No, it doesn't say where it came
from.
Please
tell me it wasn't out of a Walmart value box.
People were speculating that it was in there, but it's the non-auto version, but this is the same.
I think that was pulled a while ago. The auto version's still out there.
I think the auto version is, yeah.
Yeah, it's in a box that I'm going to buy at some point.
I'm hoping too.
I'm going to buy a box. It's going to be in there, and then I'm gonna retire.
If with 20 grand is enough to retire in California?
Yep.
Damn, I must be doing something wrong.
I am just going to retire.
Nah, just bust boxes for yourself.
Buy a Malibu beach house.
Sit back and get fat.
Yep. Sit back.
Eat cheeseburgers.
Eat some cheeseburgers.
Well, yeah, it's 2011 Bowman Baseball. Bryce Harper Super Fracture is up for sale on eBay for $25,000 or best offer.
See, the autoed version would get at least $35,000.
Actually, well, the Steven Strasburg, the non-autoed sold for more.
Yeah.
So, for one, the Super Fractor is a absolute sexy card.
Is it a best offer?
It is.
Oh, dude, I'm going to jump on there and offer him $100.
You're just hoping that he might be slurry enough from a couple drinks that he might accept your offer?
Maybe. I just want to be that guy.
Just be the guy that does it?
$4.50.
Yeah, because we've all been on the other side of that. It's like, got a card up there. I think I had like a Pineda 2011. I still have it, by the way, so that just shows you I don't take offers on it. But 2011 Topps Chrome Pineda, the black. It was numbered to 100, and I had it up there for like 120. Buy it now, best offer, which in hindsight was a little high, but a guy offered me like $20.
It's yeah,
like,
I know. I used to get that all the time, and I used to laugh about it, and I wouldn't get angry. I'd just be like, eh, whatever, you know, he's just hanging out, trolling the old eBay, just hanging out. Why not throw an offer out there?
But wouldn't I have the card at $30 if I was wanting to take 20 on it?
Maybe.
I mean,
but maybe you like just like, I'm so tired of looking at this thing, I'll take it. It's got bad mojo. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a low offer, obviously, and I still have the card, so that just shows you I could have had $20. I could have bought like a sweet six pack.
You should put it back on there. I'll offer you $22.
Well, I might take it
because I already know somebody offered you $20, so I'm like $2 higher.
Well, then I'll counter offer you at $150.
I wish you could do that.
Just offer it higher.
Offer it higher than what you had it out there for.
Yeah.
22. How about 1,000?
Well, yeah, so we'll see what the Super Fractor. You know, I never heard, speaking of the Super Fractor, you know, we did that, like, probably podcast 2. We did the Steven Strasburg raffle. I wonder if that ever happened. I didn't hear about it again.
Yeah, I don't know.
We should look that up.
Should look it up.
If somebody knows, mojobreak_com is our Twitter handle. Say, hey, yeah, I got sold. Here's a link. That'd be cool. I want to see that. So, and if you haven't, add us on Twitter because we're tweeting cards. Mojobreak_com. That's how you hear about all the latest Twitter tweeting, twatting. You know,
tweet. I don't know.
Facebook who? Is Facebook still around?
Yeah.
People still using Facebook?
Yeah, I just signed up for Friendster a couple weeks ago.
What's that? Never heard of it. Is it like a spinoff of MySpace?
It's pre-MySpace, man.
Oh man.
You know Friendster.
Is it like Fred?
I found you on there.
I'm on there?
I don't know.
Somebody put me on there? So, Topps, this is a, you know, I think they listen to our podcast sometimes because they are adding more veteran autographs to 2012 baseball products. So, you know, you buy, like last year's Finest, there was like 10 non-rookie autos in there. It was like, you pretty much, from our standpoint, we sell spots on teams and it's like, only 15 rookies. What about the other team? There's nothing to collect. So they've thrown some sweet, like, look at this Albert Pujols die cut in Topps Chrome. And now that is
die cut taken to the next level.
Yeah, it's like a ninja star of a card if you want to see it. It's it's die cut extreme.
Maybe they are listening to me, my love for die cuts. But they're taking it to the next level. 2 years from now, I'll be doing a podcast going, remember when they had cards that were
not die cuts?
Like regular cards?
Let's bring it back old school. And Yu Darvish is only going to be in 3,000 products this year. It's only. So you might want to get one while you can because you're not going to get a chance in the next set. I mean, he's only in 3,000 products. So might want to pick up your Yu Darvish. I'd probably pick up the tribute right now, the redemption. I would, you know.
He's not going to be in 3,000 products.
It's going to be in, well, maybe 2,500.
Lying. Lies.
But he's going to be in Topps Finest and Bowman Platinum and Ginter and Museum Collection and Tribute and Bowman 2011 and and National Treasures.
All of them. Are they coming out with a National Treasures baseball?
They should.
They should.
They need to get the license first, though.
Yeah.
Come on, Panini. So, yeah. Veteran autos, Bryce Harper. So, I think that pretty much ends it. I wanted to talk about baseball. What do you think about... You know, baseball this year didn't really... Maybe it's because I was busy, but it didn't really, like, boom, like, kick off like it usually does. It just seemed like it kind of... With the spreading out of the games, you know, you had the Oakland playing and...
Well, let's face it. I mean, the two Oakland games were glorified spring training games.
Well, yeah.
They counted, I mean...
Besides the division winner, Seattle was in those games. So that should have brought some attention.
This year?
Yes.
Dude, you are high. You are high.
I'm not in high school anymore.
No, you're stoned if you think the Mariners are going to win the division.
They're in second place right now.
They're 4-4. 500. 500 wins every division, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's some teams. I mean, our G-men are, well, they're 3-4 now, so, but they started off real bad.
The Reds are 3-4, huh?
Yeah, that's your pick. What about my Kansas City pick? Oh, 3-4.
How's the Fighting Tigers? Oh, look at that. 5-2. Locked. Stone cold lock right there.
You know, the guy who's really hitting good? Austin Jackson's off to a hot start. No one would have thought in Detroit. You think Fielder and Cabrera and V-Mart. But Austin Jackson's really swinging the stick. Houston, 3-3 is kind of a surprise. Everybody predicted them to lose 161 games. So, you know, 3-3 is already a good prediction there.
We're on a 148 game losing streak, or at some point we're going to really snap it.
And Pujols is not hitting well in the American League so far. He's ranked 800th among fantasy players.
I'm pretty sure Pujols will be okay.
Can't figure out American League pitching so
pretty
far.
Pretty sure Pujols is going to be okay.
Toronto, the Fighting Canadians are 4-2, so you know there's. I don't know. What are your division predictions? Who's going to win the AL East?
The AL East?
Yeah.
Is going to be, it's not going to be Baltimore.
Really?
It's not going to be Baltimore.
Oh, man.
It's going to be the Yankees.
You think so? I think Tampa Bay.
I'm going out on a limb. I'm taking the underdog.
How about the Central?
Detroit.
Yeah.
Because they've already locked it up. I think their magic number is 158.
Kansas City is going to get the wild card there. And then the West, obviously, it's Seattle.
It's Texas.
It's Seattle.
It's Texas.
Texas has nobody.
Dude,
never heard
stoned.
Of them. NL East.
Dude, look at FP Santangelo's Washington Nationals.
That's without Harper, too.
I know. But they're not going to win that division.
It's going to be Philly.
It's going to be Miami.
Miami? Really?
Yep.
2-5. You think Heath Bell is going to turn that franchise around?
No, I think it's the rest of the... I think it's Hanley and Jose Reyes and Mike Stanton.
It's Giancarlo Stanton. Get it right.
Yeah, it's Mike Stanton. If you want to be a dick about it.
And then the Central. I think the Central's up for grabs.
Reds.
You got the Cards, man.
Reds.
Cardinals.
Reds.
Brewers aren't bad. And then the West, obviously, is going to be the Giants. I know some people pick the... That's tough, though. Dodgers 6-1. Arizona 5-1. Right to start the season off.
We're 4-4.
3-4. No, it's updated. We're 3-4.
Be 4-4 tomorrow.
the freaking Diamondbacks is kind of just whooped up on us. It's who's your bitch? They just fucking slapped around.
They can swing the stick.
Fucking Upton and Chris Young. This guy knows how to swing the stick.
Yeah, we're going Giants on the West.
So that does it for the news segment, the baseball segment, the hookers. So we'll be back after this jam, and we're going to do an in-depth...
What jam we playing?
I don't know yet.
Sweet!
I'm going to hit a button, it's going to play, we're going to fade out, and we're fading out right now. Can't you hear it playing? We don't edit this at all. It's totally live. All right, we'll see you guys on the other side of the break.
Control, and that's a lie. I damn well know.
We're back, and before we get into the segment, I wanted to mention a few things. MojoBreak.com is a site. We have another promo going on for 15% off. You can save your money on your breaks, save money for beer, whatever you buy on the side besides cards, and all you got to do is Mojo April, and that's going to save you 15% off. See how we're doing a month? People are probably going to figure it out ahead of time. Probably need to change it up.
Yeah.
But Mojo April, all one word, all lowercase, that's going to save you 15% off. We're going to run it through the rest of April, so get in now. There's still some great breaks up there. There's a 10-box gold standard absolute football break at a really good price.
Five boxes a piece, right?
5 boxes each. There's Gypsy Queen still up there. That's coming out next week, so get in on that. Prime Cuts, we're doing it hit style, and that stuff is hot. There's already a buzz about it. I think we only have a few spots left. It's hit style, so 5 hits in a box, you're guaranteed 1 hit. For each spot purchase. So we're going to random those up and you'll get one of those hits. We sold out of Bowman. Bowman went like fast. So unfortunately we don't have that to offer. But look for Bowman signatures in the next few months. Or next month maybe. Allen and Ginter is going to be up there. Pretty much any Topps, Panini. It's going to be up there break. So
we're going to have a break going on with the museum collection as well.
Yeah, there's going to be another museum collection box. We were able to secure it. It's super hot. Boxes have went up to $220 a box, up from like $150 they started selling at. So it's crazy. The patches are ridiculous. They got the canvas collection. We're going to review that as well after our football segment, but wanted to tell you guys that. So Mojo April at MojoBreak.com. Put it in. Save yourself some money. I also wanted to give props to Cardboard Connection Radio. Doug, Russ, Rob, David, awesome guys. It's a great live radio show about the hobby. It's over at Blog Talk Radio. I believe it's / Cardboard Connection Radio. You can also find the show at CardboardConnection.com. They're live every Wednesday and Friday night.
Wednesday and Friday. Really, really good show. Very informative and very entertaining.
Very entertaining. These guys put us to shame. We're like a T-ball. They're major league, so... You know, we aspire to hopefully be as good as them one day and get as many listeners as well. I wish we could do a live radio show, but time permitting, maybe someday we will. So, but check them out over there and follow them on Twitter. They're always full of information. Cardboard Connection Radio, cardboardconnection.com also is a great site for news. We steal a lot of their news segments for our podcast. So, great site. But get right into football.
You said steal. Borrow?
Borrow. Hey, we give credit.
Yeah.
We give credit, so I guess it's not stealing.
Yeah, you're... Stealing is such a bad word.
It is. You know, it's kind of scummy. But, yeah, a great site. They're really... they had a presence at the summit. They were... Everything that was going on at the summit, they were involved in. It was... Awesome.
Doing some serious work right there.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's little return in it, so besides exposure. So, I mean, they flew out, paid the fee, you know, and just brought everything to you guys. And they give out free stuff, too. They did a free black box the other night. No one called in.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, they said there were 1,000 people listening, but no one called in for the black box. One guy finally did, and he got a 1-on-1 Dirk Nowitzki. So,
nice.
Yeah, it was a good prize. They give away bench warmer cards.
Dirk?
So Dirk got Dirk.
Got Dirk?
Little Gary Payton right there.
Got Dirk?
But see how you working with me? See you working with me?
Got Dirk? Sorry ass Chris Bosh.
You got to watch the Gary Payton Open and National Treasures video if you don't already know. But 2011 football. The reason we're doing the review now, you say, hey, guys, it's already 2012. We're in April. Well, the last product just came out last week of 2011, which was Playbook. So we're doing the review right after the last product came out so we can get a full snapshot of the whole products between Topps and Panini. I know there was other products. We're just going to focus on Topps and Panini licensed.
Playbook, I'm just going to say something real quick. Playbook, badass.
That is badass.
It is badass.
Hey, I'm a fan of it. We're breaking more of it tonight. It's a great product, but I want to go over all the products that came out. How many... You know, I know I asked you this earlier, and you got to act surprised. How many products do you think came out?
17,000.
Close.
Not
one
less.
Lower. A little lower.
Okay. Let's see. But I know the answer, so do I just say the answer? Because I got it right, or I just wait? How about if I just... Let's see. Let me... 24. I get it right?
No.
Oh, shit.
Now, 31 football products, licensed football products, came out last year, so... 31 flavors, just like Baskin-Robbins.
There's you know this, and I know this. There's a lot more than 31 flavors at Baskin-Robbins.
There is, but, you know, they can't we change know this their because, moniker.
Back in the day, Doug and myself used to slang ice cream.
I was going to use that word, too. Slanging it. Slanging cones.
Slanging sugar cones, plain cones, a little Rocky Road, little gold medal ribbon.
Banana splits.
You know, leaving there on a Friday night with hot fudge all over your arm.
Yep.
Going to play in pool.
Yeah,
chicks don't dig it.
Dogs like your arm.
Yep.
Well, the first product that came out last year was 2011 Prestige. So, and it ended with 2011 Playbook. So it's two Panini
like
products.
Prestige was like 8 years ago.
I know, it's been a long time.
I just don't even remember who was on the cover. Was it Sam Bradford?
Was.
Sam Bradford. Yep. Well, I remember that.
Yeah,
because greatest quarterback ever.
How many games did he play last year?
Whatever.
How's the ankle doing? How's the arm, the ankle, the head?
The head. He's good.
The part?
He's good. The Bieber haircut?
The no Sanchez quarterback, the no franchise tag on him?
Wow. It's all good.
Surprised you guys didn't
Steven Jackson's on ESPN today.
Yeah, I heard that they were talking about a running back losing their job or something.
No, they weren't. No, they were not at all. He was just...
Well, I caught the end of the interview and they said something like, take your job, and he's all not without a fighting chance or something like that.
Nobody's going to take Steven Jackson's job.
He's 35 years old.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
He's a stud.
He's not the best NFC West running
back. Wow, Frank Gore. Frank Gore has had how many knee surgeries and hip surgeries and concussions? And
none. Just all fake. They faked it. But going into the product, so it's, like I said, started with Prestige all the way down. And you can see the progression as the year came on. And you know, rookies that were good, that were collectible at the beginning, some of them faded away. Like Mark Ingram, people paid a lot of money for on early on products. And
he was like the number one. He was the number one draw.
He was.
And out of the rookie class, everybody was going for Mark Ingram. It was Mark Ingram, A.J. Green, Julio Jones.
Cam Newton was always up there too.
But no, because Cam Newton, a lot of people were figuring was going to be a bust.
Yeah.
So I would say it wasn't until like after the third or fourth product was released and people started really going towards Cam Newton.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he still was a big name. Like Marcel Darius had a lot of buzz. Nick Fairley was in a lot of buzz early on too. And Nick Fairley ate some donuts or something.
Defensive players.
Prince Amukamara had a buzz. But, well, you see, the first products, these team collectors are excited about their guy, their first round pick. They want his card, regardless if it's a defensive guy or offensive stud.
Well, I mean, look at midway through the season. At one point, who was, besides Cam Newton, who was the number one draw in products? Probably DeMarco Murray.
DeMarco Murray, yeah, and then he faded towards the end of the year because he got hurt.
But I mean, if I'm not mistaken, he went over 1,000 yards.
He was close in like 8 games or something. Yeah. And he wasn't a draw at the beginning. Everybody,
not at all.
You could have got DeMarco Murray cheap but it took a couple injuries for him to even get going. So it's right place at the right time. But he's obviously probably got the job next year when Dallas.
Look at Roy Helu. And there's guys. This is where I'm like, there's guys who were drafted last year who will come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
There's going to be guys like Leonard Hankerson.
Yeah.
Who may be a guy that you want to start collecting.
Because he's going to have RG3 thrown to him.
Maybe. who knows? But there's also, not that I'm a homer, but Austin Pettis, Greg Salas. There is Jernigan.
Yeah, he played running back kicks in the Super Bowl.
And and they lost Manningham.
So there's got to be a guy that's going to fill in. You're absolutely right. Jernigan might be a guy. And he was a rookie premier guy.
He's a guy.
You sure?
Yeah.
Want to double check?
You said he might be a guy.
Send him an email.
I'm pretty sure.
You want to send him an email? Sure. Twitter him. Tweet him. So go straight into that. What we're going to do is we use that review system. If you guys have listened to it before, you may already know the review system. If you haven't, your first time listening, well, first off, welcome. But we always did our reviews based on 5 categories. So we had our base set, our autos, our mem pieces, our value, our uniqueness. So we're going to do the best of the year on those categories. So I'm going to give my take, my award, the Doug Mojo Award. Dan's going to give his award. So
the Dan Rage Award.
The Dan Rage Award. So
don't throw the Mojo in there. It's Dan Rage. Rage Mojo.
Well, you work for MojoBreak.com.
Yeah, but you just made up the Doug Mojo Award. Why can't I just have the Dan Rage Award?
Well, you can't make it up on the fly. I created it for you.
Okay, so it's so it's a Dan Rage Mojo Award.
The Dan Rage MojoBreak.com blog.tv/people award.
Okay, I guess it'll be the Dan Mojo
Award. No, it'll be the Dan. It'll be the. How about the Raging Dan Award?
I don't. That just sounds like something you'd see in an adult film.
Man, I got a Raging Dan. I need to make this thing go away.
I got a Harry Douglas.
Oh, man. So base set and design.
There's a football player.
I know. That's why I said it.
That's good.
Atlanta Falcons.
Harry Doug.
Larry Douglas. Base set and design. I'm a fan of Topps Chrome. Now, I know these boxes skyrocketed. I mean, we bought a box for like $60 on the day of release. And 2 weeks later, we came in the same place and they were like $130. And we're talking about a product with one auto. They do have refractors. What I like that they did is they took the success from Bowman Draft, Bowman Chrome, refractors, and they implemented it into a football product. And they also brought the Atomics, things like that. So the base set had a lot of players. It was a chrome card. It had a lot of colors. They had die cuts. So overall, my award, my Doug Mojo Award for base set design goes to Topps Chrome.
Topps Chrome. I can't go with Topps Chrome on that. I can't go with that because it was like every other chrome card.
Yeah.
I understand they had the die cuts, but there's color in every chrome like product that comes out. And there was nothing about the product that was any different than the previous products.
Well, right, but it was just overall base set and collectability.
I think you're basing it on like a monetary value more than you are the actual look of the card. Personally.
Well,
my opinion.
I actually think I'm basing it on my love for Bowman Draft and Bowman Chrome.
Okay, but what's...
And the monetary has an effect on it, but
would you love it if it was like a $100 box that you're guaranteed a $15 return?
No.
Would you be like, I love the way these cards look? I want to roll around.
My opinion, I like the cards. I mean, I like stuff in Timeless Treasures. I mean, everybody hated that, so...
Well, I mean, there's things about Timeless Treasures I really liked. But I mean, I didn't see anything like innovative with the Bowman. I think from a monetary standpoint, probably one of the best values to all in the whole hobby.
Right.
Year. Not, I mean, we're talking baseball and football, basketball, everything.
Right.
But as for base cards, the design that I liked that was really clean, Limited was clean. Limited.
Well, that was my runner up, and maybe it was the reason I didn't vote it in is because there wasn't that many cards per box.
Yeah.
That was why I didn't vote it in, but I did like the fact that it had legends, phenoms, yeah, exactly. You know, and it had
I like that when you're opening up a product, you're not only getting the vets that you're getting.
Yeah.
You're not only getting the rookies, but you're also getting like the legends, which is cool. And it's like, it's cool for what we do because people get cards. You'll get like a Ken Stabler card or stuff like that. That's like kind of cool,
right? Yeah, I mean it gives collectability, and they were all numbered for limited, which is cool. So yeah. What's your Raging Dan award?
My Raging Dan award for
how you embrace the Raging
Dan part. I'm feeling you. I'm feeling you. The Raging Dan award for base?
For base set.
Oh, I said limited.
Oh, limited. I thought you said you just liked it. So
No, I like
Well, that was my runner-up, so we're close to being on the same page. So that's, I mean, there was some decent, some honorable mentions. Playbook? No, just kidding. They didn't have any base.
Mortigan,
honorable mentions. I kind of like Topps Magic as much as it was, like, it's unique, you know, with the parallels. I know it was only an internet-only release. Topps Magic was kind of nice. Gold Standard was cool with the gold background. I like the base on those.
I guess that would probably be considered my runner-up, would be the Gold Standard. I thought those were kind of cool. Again, they also had Legends as well.
Yeah, and Topps Platinum actually wasn't bad because the cards looked manly. They looked beefy. They were metal, platinum, gridiron. Ugh, you just want to go out and punch a baby in the face.
Yeah. I mean...
Not a baby, but maybe a person over 18.
Contenders was clean. It kind of looks the same every year for what they do.
Yeah, they change it around, obviously.
But it was a clean looking card. NT, some people hate the base, but I think it looks like something.
Well, they took last year's was all white, the base, and this year they've added like the color of the team kind of in the background.
Yeah, and they have that. I mean, half the card is filled up with that weird kind of
NT thing. Yeah.
And that's, I mean, it's different. The thing is you look at any NT card and you're like, you know exactly what it is.
Right.
And I think that has to, I mean, that says something right there.
So, wanted to take your pick for best autos before I say mine. So, obviously every product had an auto in it. So that was, you know, some products didn't have jersey pieces, but every product had autos. That's the sex appeal of products. Everybody wants Cam Newton auto or their favorite player. Maybe Jordan Todman's your favorite player. You want their auto. That's what you buy the pack for. Let's face it. The 80s and 90s are gone. The auto, the meat, that's why people love these products. So what was your favorite auto? What was your favorite set auto?
The thing is, I know what you're going to pick, so I can't really pick that.
The reason
for picking Inception was the fact that it was on card.
Yeah.
It was...
Well, not all of them.
But they also did like the... if I'm not mistaken, they did the different pins too.
Color, yeah.
They had the silver, the gold. They had the gold, right?
They did, yeah. They had gold, silver. I think that was the only two that they had.
And that like variation was kind of cool and different. And it popped. It popped. The on-card autos on those really popped off the card.
Yeah.
You can really see them. Some of them were a little sloppy because they are on card and there's people touching them and stuff like that. And there was a lot of chipping with that because so many people are handling them.
Yeah.
But I would say the best autos were the Inception. Just the placement, the color, the backing of the card, it looked good.
And that's why it was so successful. Prices jumped. I mean... But if you think about it, they obviously needed to release that product early on in the season because it's such a... There was no vet hits at all. There was no veteran hits, no legend hits. It was completely all... And it was completely all rookie premier guys. So it's crazy to think about it now that that set sold so quickly, basically on four guys. I mean, right now the collectability on that set is four guys: AJ Green, Andy Dalton, Cam Newton, Julio Jones. You know, maybe DeMarco Murray you can throw in there. I mean, DeMarco Murray still sells. So, but there's a run of crap guys: Bill O'Powell, Shane Vereen. I mean, these guys may turn out to be something later, but for what have you done for me lately? Inception, kind of a bad box to buy right now.
Yeah. I also really liked, I know you had it on there as well, but and there's only one real reason why I liked it. It was because the checklist was contenders.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
huge auto checklist. Guys that before that there was no products with them in it.
Yeah.
So that's the first product with the guys who are like free agent signings, seventh round guys, sixth round guys, fifth round guys. That's what I really liked about that.
Yeah, I mean, I have the same pick. I had the runner-up being contenders. They did it well with the SPs. Most boxes had at least five autos, if not six, even though they promised only four. So they delivered above and beyond on the product. You know, all the rookie premier guys are like Dan said, on card. You know, there was a lot of sticker. You got Patrick Peterson was starting to show up, which people wanted him. People wanted other rookies that weren't in there, like Roy Helu. So those were he was finally in wearing his number, things like that. Another product that I think the autos were kind of misjudged was Limited. The Limited, the rookie autos where it had on card and it said Lions, you know, and it had the jersey in the background. And yeah. As it got lower numbered, it had more color.
Yeah.
I think that was an awesome concept. I know it's been done in Triple Threads. I think Triple Threads was the first one to really do it, where it had the writing with the jersey in the background. Yeah. Certified also does it. I don't think they don't have really have as much on card, but I think that was done well with the on card. So, you know, on card's where it's at, and you know, we understand that it's really hard to get on card autos. People complain about redemptions, but it's tough. These guys do all in a perfect world. Panini wouldn't want to release stuff with redemptions in it. It's the same thing with tops. It's just unavoidable sometimes. I'm going to go into best mem pieces, and I know this is the last release of the year, but I have to give it to Playbook. I think the mem pieces in Playbook in the book card that they have, for one, there wasn't a whole lot of book cards this year. There was Triple Threads for football. There wasn't a whole lot. So the book card is collectible. Yeah, it's hard to store, but the book card is collectible, and every card had multicolor, and it was a huge piece because they used so much real estate by having a book card. So that's my pick for best memorabilia
yeah,
pieces.
I have it's gonna for me it's gonna be NT.
Yeah.
And I have two runner ups though.
I didn't want to go NT because of the price point, but I do love the NT.
I'm going solely on the sex appeal of the RPAs.
Yeah.
Some of those patches are absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
I've seen some of the Newtons. I saw that Edmund Gates that you got.
Yeah.
I mean, just some of them are just absolutely disgusting. Full on logo patch. The autos complement the card well. They're on card. Very, very sexy. So the mem pieces, I gotta say. The only thing I didn't really think I was crazy about was the leather patch.
Yeah.
For the mem pieces in the NT.
Yeah.
But the checklist was right for it.
Yeah, they used big names. So, I don't know if they like they had those signed before. They decided to put them in the product.
Because yeah, I don't know. It doesn't really fit with the overall product.
It almost seems like they were going to throw those into Timeless Treasures, and they decided not to.
Yeah,
because it's like the white. Yeah, that's a Timeless Treasures look. So maybe they just saved the best autos and say, hey, let's throw them in NT.
Yeah. So basically, I have NT as being top mem for me. I have two runner-ups, one being Playbook.
Okay.
Playbook with the booklet cards are sharp looking.
Yeah.
Those it's almost half the card is like a full patch.
Yeah.
No logos though. It's like sleeves or letters or
yeah,
numbers.
Yeah, they must have used all the
yeah. And my sleeper mem pieces, just because of the innovation, is Timeless Treasures.
Oh, okay.
Because of the dated memorabilia pieces.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really cool, very innovative. People probably think I'm nuts for giving that any kind of praise.
Yeah.
Figuring how much it flopped on the second-hand market
right.
price. I mean, it's. I think I saw it today, like wholesale, selling for like $50 to $60.
Yeah, it's real bad.
It's tanked, and it's still probably not a good value for resale.
But
even at that price, but I thought the innovation with the I hope more manufacturers start doing it. I hope that's something that you know is in a couple products a year.
It's we've talked about it before they did it, and we were surprised that they did it. I think the lack of multicolor from a collector standpoint. A lot of people want to see the multicolor, and they couldn't do that with one jersey from one particular game, so it was really hard for them to do. But I agree with you. It was definitely innovative. It was done something that they could do a little bit better next time. Maybe you use, like, a ticket, like we talked to Hackler about. Use a ticket and then maybe, like, a little jersey piece, and then it signifies that game. But
yeah,
they're a step in the right direction. Hopefully their product development team or whoever is the brains behind some of these ideas will implement that in a better way next product. So... But, I mean, they could even do it in a big way and make it like the case hit, and it's multicolor or something, you know, and they don't have to put that many.
I mean, think about on the RPAs. Think about if they put a date on the back. I mean, that would just – wouldn't that be just like the holy grail of mem autos?
Yeah. But, you know, and I don't know how the logistics are handled, because it's probably really hard. Like Matt Flynn, you know, he threw that 6-touchdown game.
He's probably not going to give the jersey to Panini. Probably wants to hold on to it, yeah.
Yeah, he's either going to hold on to it or maybe donate it to charity or something.
You're right.
So it's probably hard to
get. You're probably not going to get too many Super Bowl jerseys.
Right, you're not going to get a jersey that was a big thing happened on. And maybe that'll change. And maybe the budget is way too high on something
like
that.
But there's a price point for everything.
There is. And maybe it could be done in a high-end product. Who knows?
Yeah.
Going on to best value, it's another product that we mentioned, 5 to 6 autos. Contenders is my pick. The Doug Mojo award for best value would be Contenders, because autos sell more than jerseys. Simple fact. Some jersey pieces garner a lot of money, but it's only on certain players. Now, autos, even the worst autos out of the product, you're going to get $4 to $5 on. So, I mean, say you got 6 terrible autos, that's at least $30. So you can count on your $150, $120 box getting you, at the very worst, $30. Not even considering some of the parallels or inserts that you can sell. But you're normally going to get, in a contender's box, you're normally going to get 2 on-card autos, so those are going to be a decent guy.
True. Contenders is up there for me for value, and it really, now it's going to be a little weird. Because it's going to depend on when you purchased it.
Yeah.
My best value of the year would be Topps Chrome.
Yeah.
If you got it at the pre-sale price, or if you got it right when it came out.
Yeah, yeah.
Best value, I mean, you open up a box, you were going to be able to pretty much flip it and get your money back.
Yeah, because the rookies were selling.
Yeah, and I think...
The rookie cards, I think.
It really had to do when that product was released.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like right in the middle of football season.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's talking football. So best value, I would say Topps Chrome. Like you were saying, Contenders, I agree with you. The 6 autos that you were getting, 5 to 6 autos. That was definitely... You weren't going to get much with the base. You get a little bit with the parallels, but the autos, you can definitely turn those and get some good coin.
Yeah, another proc that actually, you know, if you look at the early releases, they normally don't rank really high, and they normally don't hold their value. If you look at the first 5 releases on this list,
I know one you're going to say.
I'm going to say Rookies and Stars.
You were a big fan of that.
We did a lot of it. I mean, there was a lot of base cards. The base cards weren't very sexy, but you're bound to get a multicolored jersey piece in there. You're bound to get a nice rookie auto in there. 4 hits at an $80 to $100 price point. You could probably even get it lower now. So it was a really good price point for what you get. So I thought that was a great value. Last year, it sucked. I mean, I'm still not a huge fan of the logo sign cards, but you get a Cam Newton, you're getting a $200 card. You know, AJ Green, you know, you're making some coin on. So, and there's bets and legends and stuff in the product
as well. It's funny that because I know we were both in, I think it would be 2010. 2010, we were both big fans of Elite.
Yeah.
I bought a lot of Elite. I know you bought a lot of Elite. But, you know, it's funny that I'm just bringing it up. We did not go through and mention Elite at all.
No.
Because it was kind of, in my opinion, it was kind of a dud. It just didn't hold up to the previous year.
Well, and I think, not to give any excuses for why products do suck, but I think that they were victim to the
lockout?
The lockout. I couldn't find the word there. They had a lot of guys in Under Armour jerseys. They had to kind of push the product out fast. They probably didn't know what was going to happen.
Nothing sexy about Under Armour
jerseys. No. And there was half of the guys were in the Under Armour. They can't take pictures. If there's no preseason games, there's no OTAs.
It was similar to a non-licensed product.
It was.
You definitely got that vibe.
Well, what they really failed on that product was where the auto was placed. The pictures were nice. They had die cuts. It was nice, but it was like the auto was like almost not supposed to be there.
Yeah,
and that's where that product failed. Whether last year the design was great, you know, the name popped. The autos were on card on some of them. I mean, the autos were on card this too, but it just popped better last year.
And you know, it's unfortunate because this year's checklist was stronger.
Yeah, it was very strong.
And they're saying that next year can be really, really strong as well.
Well, there's no lockout, so there's going to have plenty of time. So there's not going to have any excuses next year. I think Elite will be a winner next year. And there's a lot of new stuff coming out. There's going to be a lot of offensive players. I mean, RG3 and Andrew Luck alone are going to drive the card industry next year.
And you got you're going to have Blackman. You're going to have Trent Richardson.
Yep. Did you just say Trent Richardson's a black man?
No.
Oh, you said Blackman. Okay.
Justin, we're
taking it there.
No, Justin Blackman.
Oh, okay. I thought you had that black man, Trent Richardson.
Wow.
No, I knew what you meant. I was just trying to go. Wow,
you're kind of on a roll today.
I'm pushing the issues.
You're pushing a little bit like the I Love Hitler and you know all that weird stuff.
And the hookers, yeah, I know.
Well, the hookers I kind of brought up.
Okay. Yeah,
that was my fault.
But you gotta break the lack of a better word. You gotta change the mojo around.
You gotta make it a little less PC.
Yeah, you gotta make it entertaining. You never know what you expect when you're listening to a Mojo Break podcast. But getting back into what we're talking about. So best value we did. What about most unique product? I didn't even pick one yet. I'm just gonna pick one off the dome.
I'm actually gonna pick Playbook.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna pick Playbook because of the packaging.
The packaging was.
I've never seen anything quite like it. Remember when I was busting it out? I'm like, dude, it's like I'm opening up a Laserdisc from 1996.
Well, they were a lot bigger than that.
Whatever, dude. It was close.
It's like a record. It was a Laserdisc.
Dude,
where are you buying? You got ripped off. You're buying Laserdiscs that size.
I never bought a Laserdisc. Neither but I remember. I. Yeah, you didn't buy one.
My grandpa had one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were watching like Star Wars on it or something.
Like Die Hard 2.
Yeah, actually, I think he had Die Hard. Yeah, the trilogy. Yes. What a concept. I mean, you know, the thing was only like this big to put in. You know, I mean, it wasn't totally compact. You know, yeah. The packaging is definitely unique, and for us, I mean, there's no base card, so.
I thought the just not to cut you off, but I really got to say it before I lose my thought. The auto that's in there, the regular sticker auto, one of the best looking cards I've seen all year.
Yeah, they actually.
I know it's kind of just a filler hit.
Yeah,
but damn, that card looks good.
Well, and they kind of outlined it well. They did the best. I mean, these companies are trying their best to hide stickers, let's face it. I mean,
yeah.
But you're kind of victim to stickers, sticker autos, because guys can't sign on card all the time. So, yeah, they did it well. You know, I agree with you on Playbook. I don't think that's going to be my pick.
Like how I jumped in there because I had a feeling you were going to pick Playbook.
Yeah, you stole Playbook from me. You know, I can tell you what's not unique: Gridiron Legends. That wasn't unique, but that's in a whole other segment that's coming up. I'm probably gonna say Totally Certified. I didn't necessarily like the product, but the video books. I mean, the video books. It's the first time it's been brought to football, so I haven't seen one live yet. But it's the next step.
Do they exist?
They do exist. They're redemptions.
Okay.
And National Treasures has that 36-piece book card. It's
five of them.
Five of them. And one of them has inscriptions on each auto.
Maybe it's in that NT box we have.
Well, it could be. You guys are going to hear this after our live event. But we're doing a break party with a free box of...
If we do pull that card, you do understand it's going to take about 4 hours for us to random it, right?
We got to figure it out, yeah. Figure out who's on the card. Well, they have it on the
it's,
nights.
It's all 32. It's like 32 rookie premier guys.
You're right.
I am.
It's all of them. So, but some teams have two guys on there.
Yeah, some guys probably have zero.
Yeah, some teams have zero. But they had the card. Did you see the card in the Knights Lance?
I've heard about it.
Yeah, it's scroll down. Look, limited basketball, national treasures. That's right there. Yeah, so they did a video with one of their guys laying it down. So those are all the cards. So this is the inscription version. So they did Cam Newton put Go Panthers.
They all put Go their team.
It looks like Austin Pettis says Rams suck. God, Jordan Todman doesn't even write like an adult.
Dude, go. Does that just say Charger? There's just one. Go Charger.
God, these guys just. It's probably hard to write on these jerseys, but.
Go Birds?
Yeah, Atlanta.
The Dirty Birds.
Oh, speaking of Julio Jones, I heard around the horn that he is requesting like $20,000 for an autograph session now.
Oh, really?
So that's why there's a lot of redemptions of him. Like, they can't nail him down. But don't know if that's true. Daniel Thomas's auto kind of got modified. I don't know what he's doing there, but.
Oh, well, there's a. Go to Gates. Go Fins.
Oh, with an F?
With an F. Ooh. And then you go to Daniel Thomas, it's go Fins. PH.
Education.
They obviously were not signing next to each other.
I don't know if I like the inscription. It kind of just makes a card look like worse. Go Niners. Go Lions. Amen. There's a guy named Amen on the Lions. Go Bengals.
Go Bengals.
Looks like it's pretty hard to.
Raiders what?
Raiders Dalton. Oh, Raiders Nation. Raider Nation.
Raider Nation.
Go Cowboys, DeMarco Murray. See, it looks like it's hard to write on
yeah, I know,
on patches. Go Patriots. Go Patriots. Go Pats. Oh, there's three Patriots.
Go Rams. Go Lions.
Jordan Todman. It looks like somebody filled that in afterwards. Like,
yeah, it looks like somebody else wrote that.
Because his Jordan Todman's auto is not that awful. But we totally went on a tangent. But yeah, that kind of thing is unique. That you know what else was neat? Tops is and Tops Finest, the Atomic. That was kind of cool.
The Atomic was a cool card.
It was a cool card. So moving on to moving on up. So what is the worst product of the year? I think we're going to agree on three of these products I listed. Worst football product of the year. Dun, dun, dun.
Precision.
Yep.
Gridiron Gear.
Legends. Gridiron Legends. Timeless Treasures.
Just based on how real bad it was.
So that's...
But let's not go away. I mean, Timeless Treasures is very innovative. I really liked that one.
The one feature. So the Suck Sack Award goes to Timeless Treasures, Precision, and... Gridiron Legends.
We're giving three of them out?
Well, I think if I had to pick one, it would just be Precision on the price point.
Precision was awful.
AKA Topps Sticker Dump.
Yeah, it was. Precision was, I mean, for the price point, it was embarrassing.
They should have had an ad like, want to know how to get rid of rookie premier sticker autos? Make a product called Precision. That's how it should have been. And then they say, hey, go buy it and waste your money. Blow it.
Put AJ Green on the cover.
Put AJ Green on the cover and promise.
Say you're not going to get this.
Promise black pen autos, and there'll be one every 20 cases.
Yeah, that was a rough product.
It was. Gridiron Legends was just bad because it had so much promise, and every single jersey piece was single colored, and it was just couldn't even sell it for 50 cents. It was just awful.
It was bad.
And the sticker autos, it was just you barf, you throw up in your mouth. So suck sacks. So, and then Timeless Treasures, just the value. Another thing that you thought you were going to get old school guys. There was a lot of promise. Not as bad as Precision and Legends, Gridiron Legends. Timeless Treasures was a little bit better, but if I had to name three bad products, it would be that. I mean, honorable mentions of Suck and Sack Award would be, I would say Bowman Sterling sucks some sacks.
Bowman Sterling was rough. Let's see. I didn't really like Crown Royal.
I liked Crown Royal.
Scroll up, see if there's any other turds in there. Elite was a little rough.
Yeah, Prestige.
Prestige.
You got to wipe out those top five products because it was just you have to give them you have to give them leeway.
Yeah,
on sucking sex.
Yeah, I didn't Crown. I didn't. I can go without.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I wasn't a big fan of Prime, but I'm not going to say it was a awful product either. But and then we didn't really do a whole lot of Threads. Panini Threads is probably the only product we didn't really do much of.
Panini Threads is the only product I don't think we did a case of.
Yeah, everything else we did a case of. So that speaks volumes to pat ourselves on the back. We did 31 different cases, at least one of every one of these products.
Yeah, buddy. Well, we didn't do Score.
No.
You did some Attack.
Or you mean Magic?
Magic.
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't really sold by the case. But everything else.
Everything else. Yeah, Threads, we didn't.
We didn't do a case of Plates and Patches, but we probably wound up doing a case worth after it was all said and done. But we did a case of Precision. I mean, Five Star, we did a couple cases. We did a couple cases of Treasures. We did
Absolute, Certified, Crown Royal. We did it all. Did it all, son.
Been there, done that.
We did almost a full case of Gold Standard.
Yeah. So, moving on to biggest disappointment. I'm going to say Five Star just because of the price point. It was just, it had a lot of hype. Last year, Five Star was better than Treasures in most people's opinion last year. So, everybody was like, and it's a higher price point than Treasures. So, everybody was like, Five Star is going to be the shit. I can't wait for it. It came out and it took a dump in your mouth when you bought it.
Five Star, like $500. It was rough.
It was Cam, Jerry Rice, Montana, Bart Starr, or bust, basically.
Yeah, it was ouch. It hurt. Five Star, it'd be basically Five Star, and I know you're trying to take the top five products out, but Elite was it disappointing to me because it is one of my favorite products.
Yeah, it's definitely a staple to their sets.
So I would have to say Five Star absolutely beyond, I mean, just absolutely the most disappointing product of the year, based on price point, based on the value, based on what you would get out of a box, based on what you'd get out of a case.
Yeah. I mean, it was, and even the Cam, in comparison, so you got Cam Newton in Treasures, and you have Cam Newton in Five Star. Two comparable price products, right? Same class, you know, Lexus, Acura, same thing, right? Well, the Cam Newton's selling for $700 and Five Star selling for $3,000 in National Treasures.
Yeah.
Now, it is a little higher numbered, $199 compared to $99 or $49. So, but there shouldn't be that much difference in a high-end product. So, no. And they did the little tiny squares of jersey piece. The book cards were ridiculous in a bad way because it was single color. It was a book card, but it was single color. It was
a book card, single color, no big deal. And what would you get if you didn't get a book card? You'd get a dual auto that was Mikel LeSure and Titus Young.
Yeah, or Bill O'Powell and Shane Vereen.
Yeah.
So I know they can't throw those guys out.
Shane Vereen, Stephen Ridley.
Yeah, it's like, ugh.
It hurt.
Sucking sacks. Keep saying that word over and over again. What would you say would be your favorite single card? Now I'm saying throughout all these sets. If you had to pick one insert, it could be an insert, it could be an auto, it could be anything.
Playbook book cards.
The book cards?
Yeah.
Yeah,
They were just sick. They are sick.
Yeah, well, I'm going to take it on a little bit of a smaller level. I actually, there's some cards that, like the Jambalaya cards from basketball where they're weird looking, they sell for a lot. Like the green refractors and Totally Certified. I'm going to pick the, these are basketball products. I'm going to pick the Atomic from Topps Finest. Just because it was a different looking card, it had a lot of color, and I think collecting that subset is something that people are going to desire. And I think it was a unique looking card. And then they had the number to 20 versions. So it was kind of a cool look. So that was like my favorite looking card. I know it's not as valuable as the book cards and stuff like that, but my favorite kind of looking card. I would say I would
put the Panini Playbook book cards as my favorite book cards that I've ever seen. I mean, I'm including like Triple Threads.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm including like the five star. I mean, everything that comes out with a book card, I've never seen a book card as sharp looking and as just cool looking as the playbook.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree 100%. I mean, that would be definitely in my top five cards this year. You know, there's been a lot of good stuff. The limit, like I talked about earlier about the autos, the limited autos are great. There's a lot of cool stuff. So that's kind of our award segment. We're going to be back around. We're going to hit up on museum, talk about museum baseball, finish out the podcast, number 16 in the books. Check out mojobreak.com. Once again, that code is MOJOAPRIL for all you guys wondering. Sign up for our mailing list. We do free stuff all the time. Like tonight, we're doing a free box of limited. We're doing a Summit black box, as you heard on our last podcast. We're giving that away. We're giving away an Andy Dalton auto. Word on the street is Panini's going to be sending us stuff to give away occasionally. So, you know, even if you don't participate in group breaks, just listen to the podcast, check out the site. We're going to have all kinds of stuff for you. So, I'd like to give back. So, all right. So, we'll be right back with the museum. Back with we're gonna talk about museum. We're gonna review it. We're gonna close out the podcast with museum. We were gonna do NT, but it's a great product, and we talked about football, and we don't want to bore you with more football. So we do want to talk about museum, which just came out, and it's hot. It went up in price. Everybody loves it. It's a great set. I think it's better than Triple Threads.
It's a killer set. I would say, I'd agree with you on that. Better than Triple Threads.
It's a better value. I think you get more out of it. Two autos promised, two jerseys, or two mem pieces promised.
You know, I saw the museum collection in the release of Marquee.
Yeah.
And I saw that the museum auto, the gold border. Unfortunately, the one that we opened up, the case that we opened up, we didn't pull one. We pulled a redemption.
Yeah.
So if it looks anything like it did in Marquee, then that's just even a bonus.
It is. I've seen the pictures. I haven't seen one in person, but the pictures, it's great. Those cards are selling well. The museum itself, I didn't expect it because Marquee sucks so much sacks that I didn't expect this to be that good.
There you go with that word again.
It's become a moniker of the podcast now. It was a really bad set. All it had going for it was the museum set, so they brought it back, and here it is. And it's not only did they bring that set back, they brought the canvas where it's art. People like the art. They brought the huge jumbo patches. They had the huge bat pieces.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of collectability within the set.
It's good, like veteran and good legend autos.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it was all around. It was a piece of everything. They played off what was successful in tribute, and they made it a little bit more. With more memorabilia.
Well, it's funny. It's like they took a little bit of every product that they came out with over the year and took like the best parts of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And put it in museum collection.
Absolutely.
And I got to give mad props to Tops on this one.
Props to Tops. Again, I think you've used that before. You should have a hat that says props for Tops.
Well, sometimes. Sometimes it's, how do I do the opposite?
Poops for Tops, poops for Toops. I'm going to start off with the first category, and this is the worst rating that I gave it was base set and design. I gave it a C+. It didn't do it for me. I know that there was numbered parallels, and the canvas collection was dope. I haven't seen one of the actual art cards, but those are numbered to like 10. So, base set design, it wasn't, you don't buy the product for that. And it was a little busy, in my opinion, with the writing and the border. The set itself did have a lot of people on it, so that was good. But overall, it's not the reason you buy the product.
Yeah, it's definitely not the reason why you pick up the product. I gave it a C on base design. I thought the canvas collection was a cool little extra thing they put in. Parallels, there was one parallel per pack. It was usually numbered to like 99 or something like that.
Yeah.
Not super low, not super collectible. The base cards didn't really blow me away by any means, not really innovative about it. So, yeah. I view the base cards in a product like that to be more of filler than anything else.
Pretty much, yeah.
So that's why I gave it a C. That's definitely my lowest grade.
Yeah, and I that's why I did it too. Moving on to autos. Great thing about this set is they promised one on-card auto every box, so that's what everybody goes after, and they delivered on that. I think the set for on-card autos was great. You had everybody from people that weren't great to legends all mixed in. They had Koufax and... You know, they had it Matt Moore for the rookie scale. You had a lot of good guys. So, and then the sticker autos were, you know, it's a sticker auto, but they put it on a nice jersey piece when it was lower numbered. It has multiple colors. So, autos, I gave it a B+.
I gave it a B. The only reason that kept me from getting B+ or A- was, in our case, correlation was a little weak. A lot of the same guys that we were pulling for the autos.
We got a lot of...
A lot of Pineda.
Or Rizzo.
A lot of Rizzo. Stuff like that is, it's not really their fault, but, it dings the grade a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, they have... Darvish is I think it's a redemption, but he's in here, so people are going after that. They have Don Mattingly. I'm just looking at the checklist now.
Hosmer was a redemption.
Osmer's a redemption. There's Buster Posey, Brandon Belt, Jesus Montero.
We did get some Alexei Ogando.
Yep. There's Andy Pettit.
Can't forget
Aroldis Chapman. He's in every product.
Trumbo was all up in the product.
He was. We got a lot of Trumbo.
That's why I gave it a B.
Yeah. So, but where they did shine is the next category, which is memorabilia pieces. Let me start off by saying I normally don't like bat pieces, but they had a huge bat piece in this product. It was actually absolutely sexiness, and
that was a good looking card. That looked like something.
It looked like something, and like I said, I don't get excited for bat pieces, but they brought sexy back to bats.
Yeah, absolutely. The mem, I gave it an A. You gave it? What'd you give it? You gave it an A+.
I gave it an A+. So, and then the jersey swatches were ridiculous, too. We didn't get any of the big jersey pieces, but the ones that are, like, numbered to 5, they had, like, the whole Giants logo.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a... The memorabilia pieces were just disgusting. I mean, this may be the best memorabilia product I've ever busted.
For baseball. Yeah, we talked
about...
Because
baseball always lacks. The memorabilia pieces are always one color. It lacks. It's no multicolor... sexiness. This one had, I mean, just tons of sex appeal right there.
Yeah. I mean, they did it right. Like I said before, I think it was the last podcast, I said we were kind of jaded with football because football has all the multicolor because they have much more color on the jersey, so you're able to do more prime swatches. But they blew my mind. They put my mind in a bottle. It was mind-boggling, and they put some nice jersey pieces in this product.
Yep, and the large bat pieces were really cool.
Yeah, and if you get a guy that sucks, you can use a beer coaster.
Yeah.
Because it's about that size.
It's pretty close.
It's actually, somebody could design a baseball card beer coaster like that. It might take off.
And what do you think about uniqueness?
I give it a B+ because the museum itself, I know it's been done in Marquee, but that was why Marquee was...
That's the only thing that like kept that from absolutely tanking were the museum collection, museum cards.
Yeah.
I gave a uniqueness. I've never... The bat pieces.
Bat pieces?
The bat pieces. Like, that subset is a subset that I would consider collecting.
Yeah, definitely. The multicolor swatches. So overall, and then the canvas collection. I mean, I guess you can't call it museum without having like a drawing in there. Yeah. So they did that. They made sure they covered their bases there. So a B plus is what I give it. I think you picked the same thing.
I got a B plus in uniqueness and let's go straight into value here.
Value. I mean, at the price point it is now, I might change my grade. But for those that bought it, you know, last week and pre-sold it, you're definitely got an awesome value. Right now, it's up to $2,205 a box easily. So at that value, maybe not, but it's showing how strong the product is.
It's going to be going up, though, because numbers that you just said, I mean, that's close to wholesale right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. So it's going to be maybe $240
It might be $240, $250 on up to it may push the $300 mark.
Yeah, it's going to dry. It's going to dry up.
Well, it's already drying up.
It's already drying up. So we got a case that we're doing tonight, inner case, and people have been loving it. They want it.
We're going to be doing another inner case coming up here, and that's pretty much it. We probably won't be able to get it anymore.
Probably not. So it's a sure sign of a hit product. And then the prices are also reflective on the single cards on eBay. If the boxes are $250, you know, the number to five hits are going to go up too. So value, we both mirrored B+, which gives my total grade at an 88, which is one of the better baseball products that I think I've ever reviewed. So I'm a big fan.
I gave it an 84, which is a B. And
you're so stingy on your grades.
Yeah, you know, you got to really impress me. You know,
you're like a wine snob, but you're a card snob.
A little bit. I mean, your grades are always higher than mine.
Yeah, I love it. I just love everything.
Yeah, you do. You just love it. I love it. Like, value packs. I give it 100%. I love it.
I didn't like precision.
You didn't. So. Yeah, that was like the only thing you didn't like. I know it hurt you to say you didn't like it.
I love them.
But, you know, 84, B, good job, Tops.
Good job. I mean, check out our videos on YouTube of us busting it. If you're not familiar with the correlation, you can watch our six-box break. We did a whole case. We're doing another case tonight. You'll be able to see it, watch it, hang out. But other than that, I think we're all set for 16. That's it. Check out mojobreak.com. We'll see you around for 17. If you have any ideas on who we should name for the player, tweet us, mojobreak_com. You can also follow me, @DougCaskey. That's all you got to do is put @DougCaskey. I have like one follower right now.
Oh, I should probably get mine up there.
Probably @DanAnderson's taken.
@DanAnderson's probably taken, but I have @BurnMyEyes.
Oh, there you go. So I might get active on that, but @mojobreak.com or @DougCaskey on Twitter. So that's it, pretty much. We're going to call
you
it.
You own DougCaskey.com, don't you?
I do. I own that. There might be my new blog. So, but yeah.
Talk about how much you love all cards.
Just every product is amazing.
Every product is amazing.
So, all right. Well, that's it. So we'll see you guys on 17. We're out. Have a good night.
Peace.
Later. MojoBreak.com.